Chapter 16. Dinner for Five. Paul, this is Hugh. Hugh, Paul. Megan introduced the two men who shook hands. Then she disappeared into the kitchen and left them to make conversation. Beth and Philip were late. She wanted them here now. She needed help. "I don't know what's happened to Beth and Philip," she said, walking over to the window of the sitting room. "Hugh and Paul seem to be talking quite happily."
"Probably Philip was late finishing his game of golf," said Paul, going over to stand by Megan's side. "He lives for his golf at the weekends, doesn't he? Do you want another drink, love?"
"No, I'd better not. Oh, here they are now. Good." And Megan once again disappeared out of the room.
"Sorry we're late, ma'am. My fault," said Beth.
"That's okay," she said. Beth and Philip both gave her a kiss.
"I'll just go and finish off in the kitchen. Dinner will be about 10 minutes.
From the kitchen, she could hear Paul laughing, and then Beth.
"Oh, good," she thought. "Maybe it's all going to be fine. Maybe I don't need to worry at all."
At dinner, the conversation went well. Beth and Philip wanted to know all about Hugh's art, and Hugh enjoyed talking about it. Paul also joined in. He knew an artist in London who had bought one of Hugh's paintings. Megan was able to sit back and listen. Paul looked over at her and smiled. Megan watched, listened, joined in the conversation, and compared. It was a terrible thing to do, but she found that she was comparing Paul and Hugh. Hugh with his brown face, his stories, and the past that they shared. And kind Paul, who'd made her feel good again, and who was her future. It was strange to see the two halves of her life here in the same room. Once or twice she saw Hugh looking a little sad when Beth had said something about her younger life, and she realized that he was trying hard to keep the conversation light and not ask too many questions about the past. At midnight, Hugh stood up to go. The others were staying the night at Megan's.
"Don't forget, Megan, we're meeting at 10 tomorrow morning for our tour of the mine."
"I haven't forgotten. I leave everybody here doing the washing up, and I'll see you at the entrance to the mine." Everybody stood up to say their goodbyes. Paul shook his hand and said,
"I've enjoyed meeting you, Hugh, and maybe someday Megan and I can visit you in Canada. I'd love to try that fishing you were telling me about."
Hugh said nothing, but just smiled. At the door he turned and said,
"Paul, I believe that you're a good man, and I hope you and Megan will be very happy together."
He kissed Beth and Megan. As the door closed behind him, Beth looked at her mother.